Shin Chav Gimel Siv Zayin. Mutter lahatpel kli chodosh atoin tefila v'yesh oisim v'yesh shemayim yetei es kulom. It's a machlekes if you're allowed to be toivel a kli that you buy from a goyin and needs tefila. And since it's a machlekes, yesh shemayim should avoid the issue. What can he do? So we have various options. And the Machab gives an option. Eaten a kli leinu Yehuda b'matona v'yasev yishelenu imenu v'ein tov tefila. The halacha is, if I buy from a goy, I have to be toivel. If I borrow from him, then I do not have to tell you because it's not a Jewish kli. It belongs to him. So here's a tremendous chiddush. It says that you give it to a goy as a matana and then you borrow it back from him. Even though you're not supposed to give gifts on Shabbos, but here, since it's Letzorech Shabbos, it's permitted. Mishnah Berurah does say, though, that after Shabbos, you should not continue relying on this because you're going to plan to keep it by you eternally, at least as long as you live. And therefore, you treat it as yours. Ma'isa says that since there's a suffix over here, when you do table the thing after Shabbos, you do without a bracha. The Ramah gives another eitza. Im kli shiroi lemaz b'maymi b'lenem maym in a mikveh v'olso la tefila. The issue over here is that it looks like you're making a tikkun on the kli by tabling it. But if you use the kli just to draw water from the mikveh, so then externally it looks like you're just drawing water. And since it doesn't look like you're being attacking a kli, it is permitted. But this is provided that you don't do something that makes it clear that you're doing it for the mitzvah. Therefore, the poskim say, you cannot make a bracha. Now, lachatchila is supposed to make a bracha. Since over here you're not making the bracha, you should not take this option unless you really need it on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's just better to wait till after Shabbos and then take it with the bracha.